need to, the government need to report to the National Assembly in order to control and also to keep update whatever what is the process of conduct of the measure. This is to guarantee that the liberty and freedom of people shall not be touched and shall be violated the constitution. So there is a kind of process that control supervised by the National Assembly. And in such a case, also there's some joint meeting between the Senate and also the National Assembly to also to have some word on the measure. And then if they adopt that or need to stop, they will stop it. That's it. This is a kind of guarantee of the freedom, and also there is no any violation of the liberty of the people in terms of implementation of the constitution and also the law on management. And I think we refer to this article also as well, and just in addition, Article 10 of that law on management of nation in the state of emergency, I think we can highlight it. It's mentioned that relevant civil servant who exercise authority that different from the objective of the law and the cause of the physical damage to the property of other must be held responsibility in accordance with the law of the Kingdom of Cambodia. So there is no issues, there is no derogation. Whatever you do, you commit a crime or act in this, you need to be responsible. So just add it. Thank you.
Thank you. And there is also a question with regard to aggravating and mitigating circumstances, and perhaps our explanations were unclear.